Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's get to it today on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennett, live in Stanley, North Dakota, at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Best truck wash on the planet Earth. How do I know? I've been in the middle of this thing. Plus, they said, Scott, tell you what, your listeners today, give them a free acid wash on the tractor for today. That's a $60 value. You know what?
Well,
you don't
have to get the windows up when you're in the middle of it. I've done that
because this is like a hurricane level of self-induced hurricane that you're in when you did it. And the first time I went in, I thought, yeah, hurricane, come on, that's some kind of happy talk.
So hurricane.
Right. I rolled down the window, and then I rolled it back up after I was drenched inside. Said, okay, you're right. It's hurricane force. It is. It's all of that. So. Come on in today. If you're coming from the south on 8, just take 18 and you can't miss it. If you're coming from the east, you see that welcome to Stanley sign. Just take the bypass there and come around to the Andy Truck Wash, and you can't miss it. Also, if you're at the Pinnacle Truck Stop, Pinnacle has like the truck stop, and then they have like their agronomy area, and they have a bunch of facilities behind what is along Highway 2 there in the way of a truck wash. Just keep coming all the way behind all those Pinnacle buildings, and you can't miss us here at the ND Truck Wash. Best of the best, no doubt about it. Speaking of best of the best, take a bow, Todd Mitchell. Ladies and gentlemen, you are once again...
Best of the ball. I have a hat on. It's going to.
What do they call this? Best of Bismarck, best of North Dakota, best of Bismarck, Mandan. What the heck is it?
Bismarck, best of the best, 2022. The voting's underway, and when you go in the people on the radio, I'm one of the people on the radio that are on the ballot, so I would appreciate your vote.
There you go.
Two frame things in the hallway. I'd love to have a third there because actually, if you look at it, it looks like there's a third missing. And I guess it's optimism on my part that one will get there. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
And we want folks to write in K-Fire is the best.
There
right?
You go.
They got to do a write-in campaign because for some reason, all the other stations are so jealous of the juggernaut, the 800-pound legendary voice of the Northern Valley gorilla. Northern Valley.
Can't win every
Northern
year.
Plains. Northern Plains, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not one of the options, but we know it is one of the options. There's no doubt about that, so you can write that in. We're live today in beautiful Stanley, North Dakota, and you've heard of Larry the Cable Guy? You've heard of Jim the Flagpole Guy? Well, you know what they have here? They have Larry the North Dakota Truck Wash Guy. It's his, that's his title, and we're going to talk with him later on in the program at great length, but I wanted him here to... first of all, thanks for the great hospitality. We're glad to be here.
You're welcome.
Yeah, this is wonderful. I'm hanging out in your house for a while.
Yeah. Glad to have you.
Yeah. So why is this truck wash like the best on the planet? What's your secret sauce, Larry?
Well, we're just passionate about what we do.
Well, that's the game, isn't it? If you care about what you do and you're passionate about what you do, all the gizmos, all the hoses, all the water,
that's it.
Take care of itself.
That's
right?
It. That's it. We got a good crew, guys, and we just take time with every truck wash, and then every now and then, if we miss, we'll bring them around. Miss what we, you know, redo what we missed, and
you're gonna
make sure the guys are happy.
You're going to make it good.
We're going to make it good.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know this game, right? You were a trucker yourself.
Trucker, truck owner, yeah, for a long time. Oh, shoot, 26, 27 years.
Amazing.
In the trucking business.
Yeah. So this is important stuff. I mean, it isn't just like a convenience or you want the truck to look good. This is about no breakdowns. This is explain why, keeping that rig clean is so important in your game.
Well, keeping the rig clean keeps DOT off of you. Helps you to see things that happen before they happen, you know. It's part of overall maintenance on the truck, you know, to keep it clean. It just matters.
It does matter.
It matters.
And where you clean it matters, and you're going to go to the best of the best here. So Looking forward to chatting today and looking forward to having you here. I just shared on Facebook a neat little video all about Indy Truck Wash
great,
as well. So,
great, wonderful.
Yeah, Todd, if you could share that too, there's a little link in there, a little video to the Indy Truck Wash. It's pretty cool. Folks can see it and they can find it easier. And by the way, south, if you're coming from the north on Highway 8, hit 18 in the bypass and come right over.
Right, correct.
If you're coming from Highway 2 and you're headed out from the west, headed east, then you you hit the Welcome to Stanley sign. Just take that bypass off 2 and about 2.5 miles around.
2.5 miles, yes, sir. Yeah. We're on the left.
And you got a special today, just for listeners of What's on Your Mind.
Well, what we're offering a $60 value. We're offering free acid wash on the truck. And I think it'll help some guys out. Yeah,
there you go.
Brightens up the truck, makes the truck look real, you know, real pretty.
Yeah. So what is an acid wash?
Well, basically what it is, it's an aluminum brightener. It gets off a lot of dirt that just the basic wash wouldn't do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, it brightens it up, makes it real pretty. Makes it pop, makes it shine.
$60 off on the tractor today, so that's a freebie. We're throwing at it as a freebie today.
Yes, sir.
Indy Truck Wash, but you got to say, I heard it from Scott.
You got to come in and say you heard it.
Yeah, you heard it right here. Yep. I also have some copies of my book, Grassroots, Common Sense Action Agenda for America. So we'll put some of those in the trucker lounge.
Okay.
And they can hang out there while the truck is being washed, and I'll sign a copy of the book for them. How about that?
There you go. That sounds great.
I'll leave a few of those, too, if you come in after the show today. All right, Larry, we'll talk with you a little later on. Appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
Yep, thank you.
All right.
There you go, Jim the Flagpole Guy and Larry the Truck Wash Guy, right here at ND Truck Wash, best of the best. Our spot today, we're here because the Derby's underway, and, you know, Todd, I've tried doing a show from a boat in the middle of Sakakawea, but it doesn't usually end well. You know what I mean?
I'm kind of like a boat.
About every third word you're going to get, you know, and
oh,
I don't
really
want you to hear every third word. So we've done it before, but you kind of have to, you know, and I understand they're just slaying them out there. Just slaying them. In fact, if we get anybody listening while they're out on the water, I want a fishing report because the Bakken Rocks Fishing Derby is happening today. And it benefits a lot of great causes, a lot of great habitat causes, including our friends at the Mule Deer Foundation. We're going to check in with them a little later on in the program today. Dr. Scott Jensen is going to join us, candidate for governor of Minnesota, but one of those world-famous doctors that during COVID was saying things that, like, you know, wait a minute here. Why are you putting COVID on the death certificate when I'm the doctor and you're telling me what I need to do? But now he's a candidate for governor. And guess what, Todd? A Minnesota candidate for governor has, are you ready for this? An energy plan. I said it.
What?
I can't believe it. Yeah, he has an energy plan, and he's the governor of Minnesota. What the heck? Somebody drop him on his head or what?
Is he going to get elected to having one of those over there?
I don't know, but we're going to find.
Isn't it?
I know. We're going to find out what his energy plan is today on the program. So we'll find that out. We've got Wendy from Enbridge going to tell us about all the pipelines that are underneath you, and if they just went away tomorrow, as some people would like, what exactly that would mean. Not a good thing. And our friends from Go Wireline, oh my gosh, were their baby back ribs fantastic yesterday. Oh, I can't even begin to tell you. And same thing at Baylon Valves. We talked to the folks in Baylon yesterday, and Brian and the team there had incredible banana pudding. It was so good. I can't be. It was. I think I had 4 servings. Don't tell anybody. But I think I had 4 servings. More
yeah, but
of
you
that,
know those serving labels. They're never right anyway. I mean,
it was kind of a little tiny little giant carton there of a, you know, they put it in the little nice you know, things you could just eat right there. So good. I just can't even begin to tell you. And the good news for you, if you were not in Trenton, North Dakota yesterday, taking that in, you can be in White Shield, North Dakota tomorrow. 2 until 4, the information session. I'll give you all the details on that here today, as well as 4 until 7, the barbecue. And it's free. It costs you absolutely nothing. And they are giving away all kinds of great things. I got some freezer packs. I got some fly swatters. I got some oven mitts. I got, you know, a lot of neat stuff. Continental Resources handing out a little toothpick tin that had mints in there. Perfect after a meal. So you get a few little neat little you know, goodies like that they give away. And if you come for no other reason, come for the banana pudding tomorrow in White Shield. And White Shield's an easy drive from Minot or Bismarck, just take 83 and you'll find White Shield there. An hour or so. It's an easy trip up 83. And what they've done in White Shield is pretty amazing. Fred Fox is going to join us tomorrow on the program from White Shield, North Dakota. We'll have more details about that. What else are we doing today? Oh, Go Wireline, one of our sponsors as well for the Cookfest tour, has some great career opportunities. Really good. We'll talk about what they're cooking. And it was the baby back ribs, and it was pulled pork sandwiches, and what goes into Cookfest, why it matters, how they're interacting with the community. And it's a good chance for the industry folks that are living it, breathing it, sleeping it 24/7, and just keep their head down and go to work, providing us with great American energy in the oil and gas industry, and have them be able to chance to meet community members, folks that live there, and ask questions. And Kathy Nessa was there, and Justin Kringsted was there. I could go down the list, but a great turnout of folks with some great information, including more on yesterday's guest. We heard from Nico Derusima from Cirilon, did a great presentation. The whole presentation is on my Facebook page if you want to check that out. Same thing, by the way, with a link to ND Truck Wash, where we are broadcasting live in Stanley, North Dakota today. Put that in your GPS and come find us today. We'll get you some of your phone calls after this. Don't go away.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
It's here, a whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is proud to announce that in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna, developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. It can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation, increasing the body's immune efficiency, increasing metabolism, improving stiff, aching joints and muscles, and many more benefits using this pocket technology of ozone treatment in combination with others all in one as you relax in the sauna-like setting. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great, look great, be great. Why wait? It's here. Now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit swansonhyperbarics.com.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Average price of a home in North Dakota, I'm sorry, not North Dakota, nationwide, U.S. home price, average, the median, a new record today, $416,000. That's the median home price. And try that now, by the way, with your dollar being worth less every day. Thank you, Joe Biden. And sales on homes fell for a fifth straight month. So because of what you're paying at the pump, but a little bit of breaking news there I thought you'd be interested in. Hey, we're brought to you today by our friends at Pucklage. I want to put my trail boss from Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy, right through the truck wash today. Get rid of those bugs and get that baby shining great.
You do a Facebook 20... Live with it?
I should. Good idea, Todd. I've got the 2020 still. The 2023 is on the way. And can't wait because I love me my Chevy truck. And
look at you keeping up with the times here.
Exactly right. And our folks at Pucklage always has the great pre-owned vehicles. They're famous for the single owner, you know, local trade. This one's a 2019 Blazer RS all-wheel drive. It's the SUV, 3.6 liter V6 engine. Only 29,500 and some change, you know, for miles. Incredible. It's brand new, basically. Think of that. 2019 with 29,000 miles. Amazing. Cajun red tint coat. It's that nice sort of dark maroon. The perforated leather appointed seat trim in black. A backup camera, blind spot monitor, forward collision warning, parking sensors assist, all the things that keep you safe. Engine block heater, so the thing is loaded up and North Dakota proof. You got to see this one in person. So that would be $43,500 normally. Today it's $42,500. You're saving over $1,000 if you tell them Scott sent me. This one's at the Valley City store, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC store in Valley City. They also have, of course, Chevy in Bismarck as well. North Dakota's home for Chevy. And you just tell them Scott sent you. The North Dakota's home for Chevy Pucklage. Wendy from Enbridge. Here was some very valuable information. First about Cookfest and just about pipelines and how important they are to you. Wendy, thanks for joining us for the Cookfest tour.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Got to be a wonderful time seeing all these smiling faces, taking advantage of some wonderful prime rib, right?
Oh, yeah. It's one of our favorite times of the year. We love coming to the Cookfest.
And it gives you a chance to just mingle with folks. Tell us a little bit about what happens at Cookfest.
Yeah, we do mingle with a lot of different people. We get a lot of the community members come through and a lot of the other companies, and it's great just to see the people that we serve and talk to them and get their feedback and just have a good time.
What's Enbridge's mission?
Our mission is to deliver oil safe, secure for, you know, everything that our country needs.
And you do that in great fashion, sometimes in the headlines. I know the Line 3 situation was a long, drawn-out process, but now... it's happening.
Yeah, it's actually in service and has been for several months, and now we're decommissioning the old line and much safer line, and we're able to deliver a lot more oil that obviously our country needs right now, looking at the price of gas.
And if you look at a map of North Dakota and where the pipelines are, it's getting to look a little like the Gulf Coast. It's growing, and it's an essential transportation mode for that oil, isn't it, Wendy?
Absolutely. You know, we have the ability here in America to deliver most of our energy needs, and we just need to focus on that and do it the way we've been doing it for many years.
A lot of misinformation out there, a lot of scare tactics to pull up opposition to pipelines, but talk a little bit about the safety measures. Talk about all the technology that has changed and evolved over the years and how you're watching that 24/7. Just tell people a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, as you mentioned, we have control centers that are monitoring our lines 24/7. I mean, constantly they can see any change in pressure, anything that would happen, it's instantly they're going to shut it down. We are very, very safe. It's amazing when you look at everything we do and how much we monitor it and drive the lines and everything we look for. You know, it's going to be very hard to get it some kind of spill past us. It's just a very safe way to deliver our oil, and we really believe that we can do that safely in our country and still save the environment, still be good to the environment.
No pipelines, you have to transport that fuel another way, more costly way, and if folks think the price of gas is high now, imagine without pipelines, right?
Oh, absolutely. If you have to either truck it or put it on a train, first of all, that is not nearly as safe as our pipelines are. Our pipelines are way safer by any means, any research you're going to look at. And also, yeah, the cost. I mean, get that $4.79 gas we had a little bit ago is going to be way higher than that if you have to transport it by the other means.
That's just something we don't hear a lot about, but those are important facts and an essential ingredient in getting that wonderful resource of oil to the markets is folks like Enbridge. What's next for Enbridge?
Right now we're working on getting Line 5 in northern Wisconsin and through Michigan and the Straits of Mackinac approved. Again, it's all for safety. We want to build a big old tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac and then put the pipeline inside of the tunnel. So there's double safety measures and probably triple, quadruple safety measures. And it's something we are dedicated to doing. And we want to have those straits safe and clean. And if we can get that approved, we'll also be helping a lot of the energy needs in that area.
Yeah, and that's something that maybe got lost in the whole Line 3 debate, too, is the age of the pipeline that was being replaced. I know that's being decommissioned now, but thankfully that happened, and you've got a much safer situation and the very best of technology in Line 3 that wasn't there in the previous pipeline, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that was the main reason we wanted to do it, is because we were constantly doing repairs, and again, because of technology, we knew those repairs were needed before there was any incident that could happen, so we wanted to replace that pipeline to make sure it's even more safe and secure, and that's what we're trying to do with Line 5 as well.
All right, tomorrow, White Shield, North Dakota is the big day for the Cook Fest. Trenton went fabulous, and of course today the big Bakken Rocks Fishing Derby as well. So lots of fun things happening, and a good chance for folks in the community to see the oil and gas industry up close, ask them questions, and appreciate Enbridge being out here for all the folks today. Wendy, thank you.
Thank you for having us again. It's a great time. If you can, go out to White Shield on Thursday and enjoy that one.
And I'm telling you, you will love White Shield tomorrow. You really will. You need to be there and take advantage of this, and I hope you get a little flavor of how fun that is. Anything she said about pipelines that it would be anything other than a duh in your mind? Please tell me how pipelines aren't a no-brainer. And, you know, the Line 3 debate was so silly, delayed so long, so the victory, if you will, by the opposition, which is largely Native American community, you know, basically saying we hate pipelines and not providing any other solution and risks more environmental impacts from the delay because they were replacing an old pipeline. I mean, hello. Does this make sense to anyone that they were delayed in replacing a pipeline that was old and in need of constant repairs? Now, again, they knew where they need to repair it because of the technology they had, so they stayed ahead of it. I, for the life of me, folks, it's one of the things I'm seeing in the Summit Carbon Solutions debate, this idea that I don't necessarily want that. You know, you start saying this good, this bad. Now, mind you, I am every day, all day about landowner rights. Those conversations ought to be happening between landowners and these landmen, and you do the best thing that's for you. But this overall socialistic sort of, I think we ought to band together and not go along with this and not have this in our backyard. I don't know. That is a slippery slope, and it's a slippery slope towards higher fuel prices. Imagine that, and less safe transportation of these fuels. If I'm wrong, if anything I've said rubs you the wrong way, do me a favor and call me today, text me today, and tell me why. 2580550, 701-258-0550, or text us at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. Are you pro-pipeline, or are you of the opinion these hurt? These are a bad idea. We should be leery of these. Answer that question. I'll make that the question of the day today, and we'll have a MyPillow prize on the text line, 237-1590. More after this.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Jake Thomas from the Jake Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love hot spring spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better. But there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at hot spring spas and pool tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans have sided with Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives to pass a bill that would boost legal protections for same-sex marriages. Firefighters in France, Portugal, Spain, and the UK continued to battle raging wildfires that have forced thousands to flee and caused several deaths. Dan Cox, a Republican endorsed by President Trump, won Tuesday's Republican primary for Maryland governor. It's one of several GOP primaries across the country in which Democrats have put money on. The mentality is they would be easier GOP candidates to defeat.
The progressive Democrats see our candidacy as the only one willing to stand up and articulate the values that everyone loves in Maryland. The progressive values of bigger government, of more lockdowns, of vaccine passports, of jabs for jobs, these are out the window in my administration, and that's why I'm reaching out to everyone, every background, saying, please join us.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're on the Cookfest tour this week for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. North Dakota Petroleum Foundation has a big fishing derby going on today. Mule Deer Foundation, one of the beneficiaries. We're going to talk with Marshall Johnston here coming up in just a couple of moments about that. And the fish, I guess, are just jumping into the boat. It's just incredible. Looking for somebody down there in the big water to call us and confirm that. But that's my reports. I'm getting that... The fish are biting, and they're having a great day today. And, of course, there's a record number of teams out there and having a great time in the annual fishing derby they do. So that supports a lot of habitat groups, and we're going to talk with Marshall Johnston about that in just a moment, what the Mule Deer Foundation does in the way of, again, providing for that habitat, how they're doing. He's the regional director now. And welcome your calls, questions, and comments today on anything on the program as usual, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Your text, welcome as well, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the MyPillow Shop. And I ordered and received the other day the new sandals, and these are the slip-ons, and I don't know about you, every time I put slip-ons at the lake or around the house or whatever, normally they're horribly uncomfortable. You know, they don't exactly fit right, and they're not, you wear them for convenience, they're easy to slip on, slip off, but here, all the ease of wearing these, plus they're actually comfortable. They have the MyPillow foam in them, same thing as the slippers, the slip-ons, the moccasins. These things are fantastic. So if you have this brand-new product... same, by the way, with My Coffee. My Coffee is now available as well. Mike's been telling us about that, and it's in. All of these items, you use the promo code Scott. Promo code Scott, okay? That's right, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. And you also can call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. We're at the ND Truck Wash today in Stanley, North Dakota. So, truckers, listen up. You can hang out in the trucker lounge here. Well, they take care of your rig. We're going to give you a free acid watch to do just the best of the best on the tractor for today. It's a $60 add-on value if you tell them you heard about it right here on What's on Your Mind. Come on into the ND Truck Wash. Meet Larry, the truck wash guy here. If you're coming from the south on 8, then you're headed north there. You get just about to Stanley. Take the bypass 18. You'll come right by. If you're coming from the west, you're headed east. Welcome to the Stanley sign. It says, welcome to Stanley. There's a bypass right there. Take that. It's about two and a half miles away there. So easy to do. Kevin in Fergus Falls, let's get you in here with a comment on what's on your mind before we chat with Marshall Johnston from the Mule Deer Foundation. What's on your mind, Kevin?
Yeah, you're going to have Scott Jensen on, and he will be, we are praying and supporting everything we can from this end. And I just hope the best. We need Minnesota back, and yeah.
Anyway, he's a dandy.
I don't have a lot to say.
He's a dandy, and we're going to talk to him today about his energy plan. Novel concept of a Minnesota governor have an energy plan, and he'll join us next hour. But thanks for your support for him, Kevin. I feel the same way. That's a, such a big race, and it would be a shocker of shockers to have Tim Walz defeated. The Democratic machine in Minnesota is strong. Here's what it takes. It takes everybody outside of the Twin Cities to pay attention, to show up, to donate, to volunteer, to tell their neighbors, and common sense can win. So I'd love to see that happen. Gina from Lostwood Media is here on the phone, and Gina is helping the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash tell their story. I shared the link to some work you'd done for the ND Truck Wash. Gina, talk a little bit about what you most love about ND Truck Wash for our fine listeners here.
Well, good morning, Scott. Good to be on. What I love most about the ND Truck Wash is I didn't know that they do detailing. They do car detailing. I'm excited about getting one of my cars detailed here soon. So they are so friendly. They are really great people to work with. You know, when I was there filming for their commercials, I was watching the procedures and how everything was done, what kind of chemicals they use, what kind of spraying they do. Everything is done by hand. Everyone does, you know, careful attention to detail. And they come out, they go in just like gray and ugly, and they come out just looking good. Just looking good. It's amazing to watch. The procedure is just amazing, especially when you're in there. it's amazing to be.
And by the way, Lostwood Media are great storytellers. They tell a story. They've done that for Jim the Flagpole Guy. In a whole series of things you can find on YouTube about Jim that are just amazing, and the ndflagpoleguy.com website, the usflagpoleguy.com website, because he's going global now. And he's, you know, his summer projects, but he is all year long going nationwide, and Gina's helped there as well. So what's the link that is on my Facebook page? Todd and I have shared that. What are people going to find out about ND Truck Wash at that link that you've shared with us, Gina?
The ND Truck Wash link is the Facebook page. So we now have a Facebook page for ND Truck Wash. All of their commercials that we've done, all of the photos of the area that we did are all on there. You were always talking about how to get to the place. That was one of the questions that a lot of truck drivers had is, you know, if I'm coming from east, if I'm coming from west, where do I go? So there's these wonderful little short videos on there to tell you how to get there. It shows a map, and you use the drone footage and third person in the truck to show you what it looks like from that view. So it's a really great video to watch to learn how to get to the place. And then good informational videos tells you the services they provide takes you through the process of how they do it.
All right, so it's easy as going to Facebook, and you'll find that on mine and the Cape Fire page today as well. So you can find it. It's not an easy place to find because it's first of all, we used to say behind Pinnacle behind Pinnacle Truck Stop, you know, the travel center for Pinnacle in Stanley.
Yeah.
And the problem is, it's not really a problem, it's just a sign of the times out here. There's not one, not two, not three, but like four different Pinnacle facilities behind Pinnacle. So you got to come all the way back, way behind, and look for those signs. So if you're coming from the south on 8, it's pretty easy to hit 18, then you can't miss it. A little more challenging if you're coming from the east or west. But again, behind the Pinnacle Truck Stop, you're there refueling anyway. Just come on back and do the truck wash. And Gina's right. They do more than that. Car detailing as well. So, Gina, thanks for the time. Glad you called in. Appreciate it very much. Marshall Johnston is here. He's the regional director now for the Mule Deer Foundation. And like me, we're working today. We can't fish. But I understand the fishing derby, which will benefit the Mule Deer Foundation and other habitat causes from the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation, is they're jumping into the boat today, Marshall. That's what they tell me.
I know. I wish I was up there as well. And just like you said, yeah, we have to work today. I'm actually working on several projects that we'll be reviewing here in about a half hour to start reviewing those projects. not just in North Dakota, but all around the country here. It's just been, this last year has been just great in regards to our fundraising efforts and the folks that are coming out and supporting us. It's amazing what we've been able to do, even though we had to roll out of this COVID stuff. And we just kept going because the animals, they know no difference. They got to keep going too.
Yeah, exactly right. Talk a little bit about some of the North Dakota projects that benefit from the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation support for the Mule Deer Foundation.
Sure. So they have helped us in the past few years, especially with this fishing tournament here, in our youth activities. As you've seen up there in Trenton at the other Bakken Cook Fest of the years, through the funds that were donated to us from that fishing derby, we were able to purchase a trailer that would haul around our youth activity stuff. So youth bows, you know, archery equipment. We have a pellet gun and, you know, shooting gallery and stuff like that. So we provide some entertainment for those kids. We also use it as educational things throughout the year, not just at the Cook Fest, but we are doing events, civic events, all over the western part of North Dakota. And we even go to the east and up to Minot and other places. With regards to the habitat work, we have not only are we putting money on the ground for projects that don't require volunteers, and that might be some conifer reduction, plantings, riparian repairs and work on that part. But the North Dakota Petroleum Council and its partners have teamed up with the Mule Deer Foundation for like the last 3 to 4 years now. And we have done an industry day with the boots on the ground where these businesses, these energy industry folks and that, they are supplying volunteers, oftentimes heavy equipment, working with Bobcat out there in Fargo. They're, you know, sending out equipment that we can all use as well. And so, for instance, last year, one of the big projects that is going on here in North Dakota, a big concern with habitat, is conifer. So the junipers and the cedars, they're a very aggressive species. And they're great in the north-facing slopes, down in the gullies. They do provide some shelter and everything. The problem that we have is that they're coming across on the south-facing and east-facing slopes, and they're going out onto the grassland. And if you take a look at any evergreen that's in your yard, what grows under it? Nothing. Nothing grows under it. And that's what happens out there in the grasslands, is that it's killing all the natural grasses and the forbs and stuff. So it is a really big concern for us. And not just the Game and Fish Department, but also the federal agencies. A lot of their focus this year, the past year or two here, has been on trying to curb that and push those back to where they need to be.
Fascinating. What is the mule deer population looking like?
Well, according to the spring survey, not too bad. It's about 13% over prior year. It's also up over the 10-year overall numbers and our average numbers. There is a little concern because, you know, while they're trying to do this survey, it probably was the longest survey that they have ever done. They do it primarily by air, is because we had those two blizzards back in April. So there is some concern there to see what kind of fallout came from those blizzards. Last year going into the winter, there was a lot of concern. It was one of the lowest doe to fawn ratios they've seen in, you know, in 10, 15 years. So there was a little bit of concern of that, and that's a lot of has to do with the drought, that some of these animals are going into the winter malnourished, not ready to handle it. It seems like they came through it pretty well. There was enough out there, you know, to keep them going. But again, the concern is those last two storms and stuff like that. What was the overall effect on that? So this fall, when they do their survey again, we'll be able to see the results of that. But been hearing some positive stuff out there. We're seeing some nice antler growth already. So our expectations, we're going to see a nice year.
The mission of the Mule Deer Foundation is to ensure the conservation of mule deer, black-tailed deer, and their habitat, and they do it really well. You can find out more about them at muledeer.org. Support their efforts. Marshall, really appreciate the time today and love the partnership between the North Dakota Petroleum Council, all of its members, the foundation, and the Mule Deer Foundation. It's a great win-win for everybody and ultimately for a great outdoors experience for North Dakotans and folks that visit our state. Thanks so much.
Thank you for the opportunity. Take care.
Talk to the folks from Go Wireline when we come back. What do they do at Cookfest, and what do they do all year long? Stick around.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation,
There's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. And you know what? There's a whole slew of pre-owned vehicles that have that lifetime powertrain warranty from Schwann. So if you want a GMC Yukon, but you want to save a little bit, check this out. 2017 GMC Yukon Denali was $61,525. Now $51,890. But maybe you'd rather have a Toyota Tacoma or Mazda CX-5 or Chrysler Pacifica. Those and many more are waiting for you at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Swedish meatballs are a thing today at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA locations are everywhere from Bismarck, Mandan to Bemidji to Wahpeton and everywhere in between. Fargo, West Fargo, Castleton has two locations. Valley City today has Swedish meatballs. Exit 292 off 94 or lasagna. Swedish Meatballs also 12th and I-29 Glendon as well. Salisbury Steak in Harwood. Also Swedish Meatballs at the 45th store. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon. You get the idea. Home cooking. Grab and go convenience at PetroServe USA. We're live on the Cook Fest Tour for the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Don't forget, tomorrow is White Shield, North Dakota. We'll be live in White Shield with the show and encourage you to take in that information education session till 2 until 4 because the industry experts are there answering your questions, putting on a great presentation. Yesterday's is on my Facebook page, the entire thing. If you want to check that out, it was an hour and a half, I think, maybe a little bit longer, of great, great information. So check that out if you can't be there, but love to see you in beautiful White Shield, North Dakota tomorrow, 2 until 4, the education session. And don't forget, it's a short drive from either Minot or Bismarck, then 4 to 7 is the great barbecue. Our friends at Go Wireline, one of the folks that are putting on quite the feed here, Kyle Bodaroff with Go Wireline, was at the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, and I asked him what he was cooking. You guys smell so darn good. What are you cooking anyway, Carl?
Well, we cook 60 pounds of baby back ribs, 120 pounds of pulled pork, got some homemade barbecue sauce, and my special recipe on beef.
The beans are to die for. How'd you do that?
Beans are awesome. It's kind of a secret recipe, but...
You're not going to tell us.
The main ingredient is green chilies from southern Colorado.
Is that the deal?
That's the deal.
There's a little kick there.
There's a little bit of a kick. Not bad, but just a little bit.
Perfect compliment when you load the plate up with the baby backs and the
no doubt.
And the pulled pork. And,
yeah, definitely.
How fun is this, just meeting people and being out at these events?
This is great. I mean, it's always good for us in the oil industry to give back to the communities that help support us. It's great to meet the people. Everybody is so appreciative of us doing this, and we appreciate what they do for us.
You know what I love about Go Wireline? You're North Dakota made.
North Dakota made. Yes, we are.
Yep.
Born and raised.
Born and raised, and folks that have started, been in the industry in other places and worked for the biggest of the big and come back and say, we're going to start a North Dakota company is pretty dang cool. Explain what Wireline is for folks that are not in the industry.
Wireline is a truck that has a big spool wire on the back of it. It has a conductor inside of it. You hook up tools and run that wire line down inside the well, and we can check the cement behind the casing to make sure the well doesn't interfere with the aquifers. There's like 70 services, but we start with the bond logs and can go all the way to the perforation, doing the plug shoot.
It's an essential ingredient to the whole fracking process, right?
Oh, no doubt. It's definitely essential.
And it's got to be kind of fun, too. It's almost like you're in the fireworks business.
Oh, it is. It is. It's fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's high tech. There's some... a level of danger to it, certainly, and a very, explosive stuff you're dealing with. But your process is what makes the rock drip that oil, right?
Definitely. Our process is part of the process. It makes it produce oil.
And Go Wireline, I assume, means if I need wireline, you guys will go?
We'll go. You call, we go.
Yeah, I love that, too. And how often have people seen that happen? When they just need you, and they need you now, right?
Happens every day, 24 hours a day. It's great.
So you need wireline, they'll go. It's as simple as that. And nobody makes a meaner baby back rib or the baked beans or the pulled pork than my man Carl at Go Wireline.
We appreciate that, Scott.
Where's Mark? He's not here today?
Mark's not here today.
Oh, the big boss. Got to stay back, huh?
He had another engagement.
Yeah, but what you guys are doing is in a competition for a lot of other folks here today. So folks that are coming here, they're voting by the dozen because they love what you guys do. And you're always in the top three at every one of these contests. But I understand you're not going to be in White Shield. Any advice for the people in White Shield from the pro?
Just put your heart into it. Do what you can. It's all good.
And you've been out here for a few hours.
I've been here since 6:30 this morning.
Well, glad you guys are doing this. Good to see you. Thanks for catching up, Carl.
Thank you, Scott.
Carl and the team at Go Wireline. You need wireline, they'll go. Good folks. They are good folks, and looking forward to meeting some more of these good folks in White Shield tomorrow for sure. Texture says, I'm pro-pipeline, Scott. I live along a busy oil field road, and the Jake brakes make me crazy. Pipelines get trucks off the road. Less traffic. Less road repair. Smart listener right there. Texture says, Scott, pipelines are great. Carbon pipelines are little more than a money laundering scheme from the green left to funnel government money to the crony capitalist partners. It's not the pipeline or even the product we're opposed to. It's the lack of real-world market demand. Carbon capture is being forced on us because a handful of corrupt big money funds decided to require a commie compliance score in the form of ESG. I share all the frustration that this texter has on the place we find ourselves. But if you want the energy industry to continue to thrive in North Dakota, if you want modern agriculture to continue to thrive, you have to remove the target that is ESG, which chokes capital for those industries. So you've got some sentiments I agree with in that, but the idea you'd be against that pipeline for that reason is a fool's errand.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
2913818.